Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So do you think what you eat can really affect your sleep? We know that sleep has endless health benefits, right? We all know that. But sometimes it's impossible to achieve that wonderful, wonderful 8 hours of shut eyes we'd like. You know, again, more and more of the studies are showing somewhere between 7 to 9 hours a night is where we need to be. My guest is Jennifer Christman. She's the clinical nutrition manager with MetaFast, and she says people overlook one small minor detail that affects our sleeping habits, and that's our food, our diet. Jennifer, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let's get right into this. I don't think when we talk about food and sleep, I don't think what you're talking about specifically is if somebody were to eat a heavy meal or something before bedtime, that might make you fall asleep faster but might wake you up later. I think we're talking about specific types of foods, right? Is that what we're referring to here?
Well, there can be specific foods, but what you just touched on there, you know, sometimes actually if you eat a heavy meal or something that's high in volume, your stomach, you can actually be uncomfortable, and it can actually prevent you from falling asleep and staying asleep. Could actually contribute to reflux or heartburn,
right.
And that could disrupt your sleep. So you do definitely want to avoid those really heavy meals.
Right. Well, I remember my dad, and yes, I use him on my show once in a while. He's okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when I was younger, he would eat huge meals. I mean, he would starve himself there. He was a busy guy, right? Business guy.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
He'd come home and eat this huge dinner. And let me tell you, Jennifer, he slept just fine snoring away on all that food. So for him, it knocked him out. Let's talk. Oh, okay. So I guess before we get into some specific foods then, are there dietary habits that are more, you know, helpful to a good night's sleep?
Absolutely. So definitely, like your dad, you know, fortunately he was able to not eat all day, and then maybe that heavy meal then just, you know, had, you know, put him to sleep. It had that good good feeling. But you generally recommend to eat every few hours throughout the day. So that prevents that really heavy fullness, and it keeps your metabolism going. It keeps your energy levels up all day, so you don't get sleepy during the day. So if you have that sleepy feeling, then, you know, sometimes that would prevent us from getting that really great quality sleep throughout the night. So eating every few hours throughout the day,
okay.
Drinking plenty of water, getting that hydration, and really looking at your diet as a whole and getting everything from all the food groups is really helpful as well. So you're meeting all your nutrition needs.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the specific foods. So are there any foods that you're aware of that, let's say you're dealing with somebody who has some insomnia issues,
mm-hmm.
Is there anything that person could eat? Now, because I could talk to them about supplements and drugs all day long. I'm a medical
mm-hmm.
doctor. I could do that. But
mm-hmm.
What about food? Is there something that I could maybe add to the list here, a couple like eat this 2 hours before you go to bed, and this is helpful?
Well, you know, you touched on supplements there. You know, obviously there's melatonin, which is a supplement that's very commonly used with people that have problems sleeping or some jet lag or some insomnia or work the night shift. There are some foods that have small amounts of melatonin in them. So you could actually gravitate more to those, such as some meats, maybe some grains and fruits and vegetables. So one that I really like is oatmeal. You know, it's a healthy food in general. Plain oatmeal is rich in fiber. It helps you to feel full, but it's not something that typically contributes to that heartburn. So that would be something that you could recommend.
So now, does the oatmeal, because it's a grain, does it have some natural melatonin in it as well?
It does. It does have some natural melatonin in it.
So when we say that, though, do we have an I mean, I guess it's hard to really say an amount because
it depends
on how you cook it. And
it is. Well, and melatonin amounts in these foods tend to be smaller anyway. So that's why people tend to, or doctors or whoever tend to recommend the supplements more, because you're getting more bang for your buck by taking it in a supplement form. So that's why we generally would recommend, you know, eating the every few hours, having general healthy diet. You know, weight loss in and of itself can help with sleep quality as well. So if you're eating the healthy diet, controlling your weight, and just eating the generally nutrient-rich foods, it will help your sleep.
So let me ask you this now. Okay, so the old wives' tale, right, is the warm milk, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
So the warm milk, maybe an hour or 2 hours before, you know, you go to bed, is supposed to make you sleepy and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I say if it works for you, I think that's great. You know, it can be very comforting. You know, one thing that we do like to recommend is, you know, to have that bedtime routine. So if that's part of your bedtime routine, maybe you have some of that sleepy time tea, you know, chamomile, that it can be very soothing and relaxing. And then when you're looking at your dietary patterns, you also want to look at things that might be preventing you from going to sleep. So we look at things that are going to help you fall asleep, but maybe, you know, you are having that cup of coffee or the Diet Coke right before bed. Well, that has caffeine in it. And then caffeine's going to help prevent us from falling asleep. Or maybe we're having some other kind of stimulant, like nicotine or something like that. So we want to make sure that we're avoiding that right before we're trying to get to sleep. And then, you know, we have other things that can disrupt our sleep, like alcohol. And again, drinking too much in excess of any kind of liquid, because then you're getting up and going to the bathroom. So those types of things, yeah. Too.
This sounds like what might be helpful for my listeners who might be having some sleep issues. Maybe maybe they need to journal a little bit and make mm-hmm. a little diary of what some of those pre-bedtime behaviors are.
Absolutely.
Because my guess is a lot of people may be doing something like drinking caffeine and not realizing what they're drinking actually has a decent amount of caffeine in it.
Absolutely.
You know, so maybe.
Yeah, any kind of journaling or writing down your habits, your behaviors, really increases your awareness of what's actually happening. And then you can troubleshoot that and say, okay, and take a really deep dive into what your routine looks like. And then you can make changes from there, because, you know, you're going to get the same results if you're doing the same thing. So if you're having problems falling asleep and you're having problems staying asleep, you know, that's a great idea to keep a log of what's going on. And take a look at your bedroom, too. You know, are you watching TV? You know, are you on your phone or your iPad or whatever tablet? You know, all this is stimulation for the brain, and you're really at bedtime trying to wind down and trying to get the body ready for that quality sleep.
You know, that's interesting. You say this. So there was a study out of Rutgers University that concluded that looking at email, for instance, say past 10 o'clock, could be as mm-hmm. stimulating as a cup of coffee.
Oh wow!
And what they tied it to, it wasn't just the information that you might be reading that maybe got you a little upset. Maybe your boss is emailing you about something, whatever it is. You know, the information mm-hmm. itself can be stimulating, but it turns out the electromagnetic radiation coming off those screens that we put our faces really close to are disrupting the normal cortisol melatonin balance that's supposed to be going on when you're preparing to go to bed. So I actually tell everybody, electronics, everything should be off by 9 o'clock.
Yep, perfect. Yep, I totally agree.
Just turn that stuff off. And I will mention this real quick too, Jennifer. The milk, the warm milk, if mm-hmm. you warm it up, it does break down some of the proteins, and some of those protein fragments have been shown to be sedative. So maybe old wives' tales are all tales. They might actually be true for some of them. So,
when we
come back, we'll talk more about specific foods for genders. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.